Good afternoon, Sensei. I was wondering if you could take a minute and just talk about an experience you had with Suzuki Sensei. This week was Suzuki Sensei's birthday, and since he's passed roughly 2 years ago, we all miss him very much. And I was hoping maybe you could talk about a story or an interaction you had with him that we could post on the website to share with everyone.
Sure. Thank you, Tracy. Yeah, we all miss Suzuki Sensei dearly, and interesting you should ask that. You know, I spent almost 35 years with Suzuki Sensei, and of course I had all kinds of training with him. I mean, he was a very thorough instructor and taught me all the different disciplines and so forth, but none of them were as life-threatening and terrifying, and as satisfying as my Otomo practice with him. You know, it's anybody who's practiced Otomo with a teacher probably understands this already, but many people don't have that opportunity, and you know, it's like it's almost like a kind of a test. Every time it happens, it's a test again, and just like in your regular training, you have to learn to test. In the beginning, it's very stressful, and you're very nervous, and that really affects your performance on the test. But as you your practice deepens and you become calmer, and basically learn mind-body unification in the face of challenge, then it becomes much easier to test, and it's always a challenge to take any test, particularly advanced key tests like Joden or Okuden. But it becomes easier to do, and likewise, Otomo becomes somewhat easier over the years as you learn the principal lessons of Otomo. Basically, as Suzuki Sensei taught it to me, Otomo practice is awareness training. That's really it in a nutshell. Basically, you are suddenly faced with putting all of your attention on someone else's best interest. And it, as you know, we're all used to putting all of our attention on our own best interest. And it seems like, well, that shouldn't be so difficult to do. But for anybody who's tried it, and a teacher is somebody like Suzuki Sensei, who's very, very aware himself and never misses anything, it can be pretty pretty stressful and like I said, even seems at sometimes life-threatening, because it's just so, you just screw up so much and it hurts so much. When you love your teacher and you really want to learn to pay attention, and your awareness just isn't there yet. It's not like you can pay more attention without the practice. In other words, the Otomo practice itself is the awareness training. If you don't do that kind of practice, and I mean do it time after time after time, year after year after year, decade after decade, you are never going to develop the kind of awareness that it takes to truly be an instructor, because an instructor's awareness and caring, that's the way I was saying it, has to be on all the students. You know, that was Suzuki Sensei's main message. When you're an instructor, your awareness has to be out and covering all of those students all the time. You know, he used to tell me again and again, when we were at a seminar, he would say, even when you're sleeping, if you are teaching a seminar, even when you're sleeping, you have to have the best interest of each student in mind. And he would say, well, you have to cover them. You have to cover them with your kiai the whole time. And it was awesome, amazing to watch Suzuki Sensei and the way he was at these seminars. And, you know, often on the way home from a seminar, I would be thoroughly exhausted, not even want to talk, not even want to read, just want to sleep on the plane. And Suzuki Sensei is just as full of ki as when he started the seminar. And he wants to know, how did the seminar go, and what do you have to say about it, and let's talk about the theme, and, you know. And I'm just, like, wiped out, because the demand of paying attention to others was so foreign to me, and it took me a long time, like it does anybody, to learn to leave myself basically alone and pay attention to everybody else's interest around me. And I'm so thankful to Suzuki Sensei, because without that kind of training, I could never be an effective teacher now. The only thing that stands me in good stead is the training I got from Suzuki Sensei as his otomo. All the rest of it is great. I had wonderful Boken training. You know, he was fantastic with his techniques, all his key classes. I mean, everything. He was a great instructor, and he taught me all this stuff. But the essential ingredient that I needed to be a good instructor and to take on the role of something like chief instructor and now traveling around the world teaching many different people, there's no way I could have done that without that otomo training. So I have to say thank you, you know, as I have so many times to him when he was alive, to Suzuki Sensei for that wonderful opportunity that he gave me.
Thank you very much, Sensei.